Joining me in studio, Mr. Rob Doherty, who is the principal. Every principal scares me. It's my guilty conscience, I think, Rob.
Yes.
Of Power Technical, formerly P-Tech, or Power Technical Early College.
Power Technical and P-Tech. We're James Irwin Charter Schools.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for having me in, Ted.
You're very welcome. I always enjoy our conversations because you're doing some of the neatest things up there, to include building a house on the campus.
Yeah.
Your kids are doing that.
Our kids are, yeah. It's really exciting.
They're supervising the adults.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. Well, the parents are going to run off scared, right? If we start telling them that's what's
happening. Well, that's true. We don't want to scare
the parents. No, that's not happening at all. But in partnership with the HBA and Careers in Construction, we are building a full-size home on the property. I saw him out there today pouring concrete, building the cribbing to start laying the foundation. And we're going to do one every year, Ted, and at the end, we'll sell it, and it's going to go back into a foundation, all through the Housing and Building Association. Great partnership.
Well, it is a great partnership, and it speaks to just how serious you are at Power Technical about feeding qualified tradespeople into the workforce who are very badly needed.
Oh, absolutely, and it goes a lot deeper than construction. We've got kids in there welding, and I'd love to mention names, but I can't, but I've got a kid who, and everybody's going to know who it is here in a second, went... skipped the eighth grade, went right to ninth grade, and did a weld test with our instructor, Mr. Bartosik. And turns out that this is probably one of the best welders in the state of Colorado, and he's 14 years old. It's phenomenal. But the work they're doing out there right now across the board is great. And we do, like you said, we do have openings left. We'd like to get those filled up pretty quick. If anybody's interested, we'll have an informational this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. at the P-Tech campus. That's at near Constitution and Peterson Road. Give us a call at 301-6200 or go to our website at www.jamesirwin.org.
Well, and conceptually, there's a couple of schools of thought. You can send your child to college and they come back with debt.
Right.
And they don't always get out qualified to make a really good living. Or you can send them to technical school.
Right.
And they can come out with associates degree.
That's right.
Right. They come out with a trade. They come out learning soft skills. They are well groomed and well healed to enter the workforce, and the salaries are extraordinary.
They absolutely are. And I'm gonna need about 45 minutes now, Ted, talk about all of that. But absolutely. At P-Tech, there are three ways to get out of the school, and one is we're gonna have you ready upon graduation, and you go right to work. And wonderful. The second way you can get out is if you want to go to Pikes Peak Community College, we'll cover the cost of tuition. We'll keep you two additional years, and you're going to have a degree, and it's not going to cost any money out of your pocket for tuition at all. And the third way is we'll get you ready and head off to engineering school. So if you got a kiddo who wants to be a mechanical, electrical, civil engineer, an architect, this is a good place for them.
You've got the basics to teach them.
Absolutely. We have more than the basics.
So they're more than prepared to go to an engineering school and succeed. That's the important part.
Absolutely. I've had employers in talking to my kids and looking at the work they're doing, and many of these high school kids are employable right now.
Age range for the school?
Oh, for good, students? Good question. So we start, we anywhere from sixth grade all the way up to what we call 14th grade. We are enrolling grades 6 through 10 right now. And most of the openings are in 6th, 7th, and 10th grade.
And the idea is to meet with parents, bring kids, get a look at the school, get a tour, right, get to know you, Rob, which I always think is a good idea.
Thank you. Yes.
You do tend to make a good impression.
Oh, good. I'm glad we do. So, no, absolutely. Come out on Saturday. And you don't need an appointment. Just coming out to 2525 Canada Drive at 8:30. And, again, it's at Peterson and Constitution, and we're going to talk about the school, give tours, and you can ask questions.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and it's great. You know, the website has some great visuals of some of the things that are going on there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's pictures of kids working all the time, and these aren't, they look like canned photos, but they're not. These are kids smiling, using tools, and doing great things, Ted.
Well, it is great, and gosh, being able to feed into the workforce in a way that's badly needed.
Right.
The trades are just suffering for labor.
They are.
And getting out of school with no debt and prospects of salaries that start $60,000, $70,000, and $80,000.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not sure they all start there, but they get there pretty quickly for sure.
Yeah.
And beyond that, it's that kid who just doesn't want to be in school because they're bored. They want to go do something. And here we're doing something.
You are in spades. You're doing it in spades. So informational session up there, 8:30 this Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, and you're looking for kids to fill slots in grades 6 through 10, so a few slots left.
We do. Right.
And you've got the web address one more time?
It's www.jamesirwin.org, like the astronaut. And there's an enrollment tab there, and there's a PTEC tab there as well.
Mr. Rob Doherty, principal of Power Technical. Like I say, you've got the programs. And you have some openings.
Thanks, Ted.
It's a great match. Yeah, I hope people will come and get to know you.
So do I. Come on out.
Thanks for being here today.